Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 25th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. In the latest setback to the effort to contain the nuclear crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, evidence recently emerged that the reactor vessel of the number 3 unit may have been damaged, raising the possibility that radiation could be released. One sign that indicated this latest setback occurred yesterday when 3 workers were injured as they stepped into water that was found to be significantly more radioactive than normal in a reactor. In response to the latest developments, today Japanese officials began encouraging people to voluntarily evacuate a larger area encompassing 12 to 19 miles outside of the crippled plant. Originally, those living in this area had been advised to stay indoors, while the people within the 12-mile radius had been ordered to evacuate. These advisories are for the immediate area around the nuclear power plant and do not affect Tokyo or Narita. Media reports on Wednesday regarding drinking tap water in the Tokyo areas indicated that, according to the Japanese Health Ministry, it was unlikely that there would be negative consequences to infants who drink the water. However, they also cautioned that it should be avoided if possible and not used to make infant formula. The warning for infants applied to the 23 wards of Tokyo, as well as the towns of Mitaka, Tama, Musashino, Machida, and Inagi to the west of the city. At all times, reports confirmed consumption of tap water by adults posed no health risk and radiation levels were well below limits. As of today, there was some good news to report as levels of the radioactive isotope found in Tokyo's water supply fell for the second day in a row, dropping to well below the country's stringent maximum for infants. Additionally, United has informed us that the tap water for our members based in and on layover in Narita has been tested by the Tokyo Water Works Bureau, and tests indicate that the water remains safe for adults to consume. Late this week, in our communication with United, we asked questions relating to the use of potassium iodide. United responded that they will not be making potassium iodide available to employees in Japan, and for reasons relating to public health, authorities have not raised the issue or made a recommendation to do so. The information not to do so comes from public health authorities in Japan, as well as the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, in the U.S. Over the past 2 weeks, we have continued our contact with several key agencies in the United States who are constantly monitoring and assessing Japan's evolving situation. We are in communication with the National Nuclear Security Administration, the National Atmospheric Release Advisory Center, the Department of Energy, and the Federal Aviation Administration Command Center. Throughout this crisis, the agencies have all concurred that travel to the region remains safe, and we receive updates as the situation develops. Japan's National and Industrial Safety Agency and ISOS have issued guidance that travel to Japan can continue, but to avoid travel to areas affected by the tsunami and the exclusion zones around the Fukushima nuclear reactor site, and to follow instructions from local authorities. Additional information can also be found at the website http://emergency.cdc.gov/radiation/. Our website provides many links to resources that are available to you if you live in Japan or are traveling to the area, including real-time updated maps of radiation levels in the country. We continue with our efforts to assist and provide relief in Japan. Food, water, and essential supplies generously donated by our members are being distributed to our members in need. We have confirmed with United that there are adequate supplies of bottled water at the layover hotel available for use by flight attendants, and the supply is checked frequently to ensure ample stock. Also, as previously discussed, we have provided additional safety and security to our members, as well as dosimeters were deployed for members based in Narita or who traveled to Japan on layover last week. If you wish to make a contribution to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund, all of the funds contributed go directly to impacted flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. As always, our thoughts and best wishes are with all our members and their families who have been affected by this natural disaster. Please continue to support each other as we navigate this difficult time. While Congress was in recess this week, the AFA Government Affairs Department held meetings with representatives in 2 congressional districts. The purpose of the meetings was for flight attendants to meet and discuss important flight attendant issues directly with their representatives and to help educate the congressmen on flight attendant issues. In Illinois' 14th Congressional District, AFA members from United and American Eagle met with Representative Randy Holtgren, Republican of Illinois. In Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District, AFA members from U.S. Airways and Air Wisconsin met Representative Pat Meehan, Republican of Pennsylvania. Both members of Congress sit on the House Transportation Aviation Subcommittee, which is a committee that influences policy and affects our safety, health, and security, work environment, and profession. United's RET plan for the new training year, which begins in April, appears to have hit a snag. Changes to the program are underway and will necessarily delay the start of training. Information listed on Front Page News and Unimatic indicates that the first training classes for April will be delayed until April 15th for the training centers at Chicago, Denver, and San Francisco, and April 18th for London's Heathrow. As a result, bidding on RET will remain open until 0700 hours Central Time on Monday, March 28, 2011. If you have already placed a bid on file for any date preceding the revised start date at your training location, you are encouraged to revise your bids before Monday morning. Please refer to display page, that's DIS star 67437, for information on available training dates and start dates for each location. As we've reported previously, given the delayed decision on making the new uniform, production on some current uniform garments has been restarted. At AFA's insistence, the company worked with CentOS to establish a process where flight attendants would be able to place orders for uniform pieces that would be delivered in 2011 using remaining 2010 uniform points before their expiration on December 31, 2010. As a result of this advocacy, flight attendants were given the ability to backorder uniform items not yet manufactured using their 2010 point allocation. Some current uniform items are in the process of being manufactured and are not planned for delivery until late spring or early summer of this year. New uniform points were issued on January 1, 2011 for use during this calendar year. Flight attendants who are in dire need of uniform pieces are reminded that it is the company's responsibility to assist you in obtaining the uniform items you need to meet the established appearance standards. If you are having difficulty obtaining required uniform pieces in the correct sizes, please contact your domicile uniform coordinator for additional assistance not available through CentOS customer service. In the unlikely event your domicile coordinator is unable to assist you, please contact your immediate supervisor and your local AFA council office. AFA has been assured by United Management that flight attendants will be provided all necessary support in meeting the company's established appearance standards during this period when uniform item availability is limited. We rely on each of you to let us know if this is not happening, as the company has indicated it would be. You can access the CentOS website via the Useful Websites links found on our website. You can view your point balance, place an order, or track your last order on the CentOS website. Don't forget to spring forward this Sunday by setting your clocks an hour ahead at 0100 if you are in the United Kingdom and 0200 in other parts of Europe. Over at American Airlines, APFA has concluded that the NMB will not release the parties into a 30-day cooling-off period anytime soon. However, they are stepping up action to demonstrate they remain committed to not only getting a contract that flight attendants need and deserve, but will continue to fight for the rights for labor and against the erosion of the middle class and the nationwide assault on workers' rights across our nation. American flight attendants are outraged and simply cannot ignore another year of overindulgence and greed on their management's part while they are overwhelmed with the uncertainty for their future. APFA will be conducting events held throughout the system on April 20, 2011 to protest the pace of their negotiations and executive compensation. Don't miss the latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial that was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option 5, or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.